NTD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovard. A fire has started in the area of the Blue 2 South Fork Fire burn scar about 4 miles west of Alto. The fire has been named the Blue Front Fire and, as of Monday, had burned around 30 acres with 0% containment. Forest Service officials said the fire cause is unknown. Resources and agencies currently responding and assisting include Smoky Bear Hotshots, Bonito Fire Department, Ruidoso Office of Emergency Management, and Lincoln County Office of Emergency Management. Air support is also in place. As of Monday afternoon, the wildfire does not threaten structures or human safety. Fire crews are using full suppression tactics. The Roswell Police Department is asking for the public assistance in locating Samantha Briolette. She was allegedly battered by her boyfriend, Manuel Lemos, and left alongside of the road at an unknown location sometime Saturday night. She has not yet been located. Lemos has been arrested and charged with battery against a household member and has been booked into the Roswell jail. And while Red Cross strike team got to Ruidoso less than 4 hours after hearing the South Fork and Salt fires were driving people from their homes, Strike Force Manager Karina Gonzalez, who works from her home in Las Cruces, has been busy recruiting and training local volunteers and setting up and running pop-up shelters so that next time, Ruidoso will have its own strike force already in place. Red Cross Disaster Services will get to Ruidoso a lot faster next time because they'll already be in the area, she said. And the Ruidoso Public Library will hold a Baby and Me story time for kids 0 to 3 years old and their parents starting at 10:30 a.m. on Tuesday with stories, songs, and play. Then a Halloween party for all ages will start at 3 p.m. That will be followed by a Halloween story time for kids ages 4 and older at 10:30 a.m. on Wednesday. And there will be no schools for Ruidoso schools on Election Day, Tuesday, November 5th. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.